speaker. He and his crew have come up to lead workshops in the Northern Virginia area in the CMP region, and I've been really impressed with the work they've been doing in the Richmond metro area. And so with nothing further, I want to give you James from Richmond.
My name is James. I'm an addict.
James.
It's truly by God's grace in the program of Narcotics Anonymous that a former Skid Row bum like myself stand before y'all today clean in the program of change, in the process of changing me and giving back what was so freely given to me, a message of hope. The program of Narcotics Anonymous was founded in 1953. When I showed up January 1st, 1999, addicts had been carrying the message of hope for 45 years for free. Y'all told me an addict with an attitude of gratitude don't use and give back what was so freely given to him or her. And what was given to me was a sucking shot at this thing we call life, which is the sweetest thing I know. I was introduced to service in my home group. The literature tells us that the home group is the foundation of the service structure. Therefore, I was introduced to PI, public information, whose job is to inform the public that NA exists and tell them where and how to find us. And check this out, and coordinate every NA area in the world together so we can more effectively carry the message. Our fifth tradition. Our primary purpose is to carry the message to the addict that still suffers. It is the home group responsibility to encourage, attract, motivate, and train new members of Narcotics Anonymous to service. That's what happened at my home group as they sat around at the business meeting showing me and teaching me that they were serious about this thing we call NA. And the sixth tradition. The sixth tradition, which is our disclaimer, right? What is the sixth tradition? What is it? Finance or lend an NA name to any outside entity. That's right. So I was introduced to PI for the first time at my home group business meeting as they were making sure we were not violating the traditions. World Service Organization sent a new book out about 2-3 years ago and said we have the option to remain PI to inform the public that we exist and make them aware of where we are and how to find us, or we could move forward and change the name to Public Relations. Because not only are we going to introduce Narcotics Anonymous to the public, make them aware of how and where to find us, but we are going to maintain and use the most effective and modern resources to carry that message and maintain ongoing relationships with those entities that deal with addicts. Told us to use the most modern technology, established databases, work in the spirit of cooperation to maintain relationships with those individuals we had just been interacting with in those organizations. How did it tell us to do it? It said create a database, and for those events to happen annually, contact those people each year and ask, can you participate in that event again next year? So what we did in our area, we were required to update our guidelines and procedures as it relate to PR and at the regional level. See, when you understand PR, you have to start at the home group because each and every member of Narcotics Anonymous is responsible for the public relations image of Narcotics Anonymous as a whole. Because at the end of the meeting, when we congregate outside, they don't say James was outside talking loud and smoking a cigarette. What they said, them people from Narcotics Anonymous were standing outside of that meeting disturbing the public, and we no longer want them in our neighborhood or meeting at this facility. So everyone in Narcotics Anonymous is responsible for the public relations of the fellowship and the image as a whole. But under the fifth concept, single point of accountability, under the first concept, the groups join together to create a service structure that maintains, develops, and coordinates services on behalf of NA as a whole. So they created an area-level PRC. Before you get to the regional level, it is suggested that you get some experience at the area level. So after my home group introduced me to the sixth tradition in public relations and that I have a responsibility of representing Knox College Anonymous at all times by putting my best foot forward, I became a member of the Area Public Relations Subcommittee when it was called PI. And they had the book, The Stick, versus the new book, As Thick as a Dictionary, which contains the collective experience of the worldwide fellowship of Knox College Anonymous as a whole and how we can more effectively and efficiently carry our message. The book told us to update our methods, to use the most modern technology. So what we did at the area level, we had an individual on the subcommittee that volunteered to develop an area level website. We didn't have one. When we read the book, it had a section on website developments. The individual said, well, I volunteered to develop the website. We said, okay. When I said we, what we do, we operate in a PR unified format, just below what you would call a metro. The Richmond area, the Tri-City area, the Blackwell Southside, and the New Dominion area meet together. Four PR subcommittee, we meet as one, so we won't have to duplicate the resources. So collectively, we work together and develop a website. Our website contains each area web page. Our website now is about 2.5, 3 years old. We've gotten as high as 3,000 visits in a month of individuals looking for information about Knox College Anonymous. Now, you know, I'm in my 50s. The new generation is computer literate. Everything they do is on the computer, right? So world told us to use the most modern technology and get ready for the youth in recovery. That's what world told public relations in the Fellowship of Knox College Anonymous as a whole. Get ready, because the youth are coming. And we need to more effectively carry our message, because the professionals we deal with that carry the message to the addict, that treat addicts, are all professionals, and what's sitting on their desk? A computer. So at the Richmond area, we develop a website. What we do in Richmond area at the Unify, we work together as four areas. And as a member of the Public Relations Subcommittee, it made me aware of several things. See, our literature tells us there are no professional addicts in Narcotics Anonymous. But it goes on to tell us that there are professionals in Narcotics Anonymous. The fourth concept tells us that leadership quality is highly valued and not called as anonymous. Public Relations Subcommittee is one of those subcommittees that if you bring your skills to the table, if you like working with computers, join the subcommittee. You can be the website servant. How many people in here are members of that area PR subcommittees? How many people in here are members, are phone line volunteers in their areas? How many people in here today have cell phones? How many people with their hands up with cell phones have 1 year clean? Okay, that's the qualification to become a phone line volunteer. So in our area, what we did was use the most modern technology. The public relations handbook tells us to have poster days where we can get information out to the public to make them aware of where we are and how they can find us. So one of the things we did was we placed on our website a printable poster that the professionals can print off from their desk and post on the wall at their facility. Then what we did was laminated that same poster. And we went around to the city libraries, right? All the libraries in the four areas. And what we found out is that the libraries have an internal distribution system, and they have a community board that if you are a nonprofit organization, they would allow you to post information on that board. So we laminated that poster. We sent it to the various main libraries in the four areas, and they distributed it to something like 35, 40 libraries. The reason why we laminated that poster so it'd be a long-term poster. The poster can stay on the community board for a year or more. If the information doesn't change, then we need not change the poster. This is just another way of getting the message out. See, because what the world is telling us and our experience is showing us is we need to carry the message in a manner that the message is still being carried even when we sleep. See, when you have a website in your area and your website is up and running, your website is running 24/7, 365. And I don't know how y'all use, but I was a stormtrooper. There were three things I ain't had to do: eat, sleep, and bathe. So 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, I was trying to do what? Get one more. And a lot of times, we get visits to the websites 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. We have people calling in on the helpline number 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. In the same position I was in when I was saying, God, please help me. I cannot take any more of this. Please. So public relations is very, very, very important. And it's very important that we bring our skills to the table. As individuals, see, just how I see Narcotics Anonymous and me being here. God kept me from dying all those times those guys pulled the trigger and the weapon said click instead of bang for a reason. He did that for all of us. Each one of us have a piece of the puzzle to bring to the table in Narcotics Anonymous. That's why he brought us here. We all have something to offer. Diversity is our strength, believe it or not. When I got here, I was totally computer illiterate. I'm the web servant for my area. I've been the phone line coordinator at both the area and the regional level. And when I took my first class, I told the teacher, I said, look, I don't know anything. I may ask you any question. I called a teacher over one day and said, my computer not working. He came over, took the mouse, put it on the stopper, said, click, click, and it came right on. I said, I told you I didn't know. But that's what Narcotics Anonymous has done for me. And as a result, I'm able to give back. How many in here of the phone line have been a phone line coordinator for their area? What does the phone line coordinator do? Some people may ask. Well, whenever a change occurred to your meeting schedule or on your meeting schedule in your home group, guess where that change has to go? Not only to your area PI or PR, but that change must go all the way to world. When we changed our meeting time in my home group from 7 to 7:30, we had to report that change to our area public relations subcommittee. Our public relations subcommittee has an individual whose job is to coordinate and print our meeting schedule. He's been doing it for 10 years. He's sitting right there, George B. We thank you for that. And his job is also to go into NAS at the world level and update that change at world. What the phone line coordinator does is send that change from the area level to the regional level PR, because the regional level PR must now update the regional level meeting schedule. We know as addicts, the last thing we want to do is go to a location where the meeting schedule said there is a meeting and there is no meeting. We know how important it is for the information on our meeting schedule to be accurate. And at the regional level, what we found was that some areas update their meeting schedule or print their meeting schedule bi-monthly, every 2 months or quarterly. However, the changes that occur to that meeting schedule for that month should still be forwarded to region and world. Because at the world level, anyone in the world can view your area information and plan to attend a meeting in your area, and that meeting is not correct. So it's very important that we keep all information for our area as up to date as possible, not only at the area level, but at the regional level as well as the world level. And if you like working on your computer, your computer savvy, then you fit right in PR. And we understand that as members of public relations or PI, we are responsible for presenting Knock Carters Anonymous to the public. Some of us have jobs that if they found out we were addicts, we'll be fired. Things would change because some people are not open-minded enough to understand that people change. But as a member of public relations subcommittee, you don't have to be that individual. You can be an active member of the subcommittee, bring your skills to bear as a member of the subcommittee, while other members present the information at information booths, health fairs and things of that nature where we go out and introduce Narcotics Anonymous to the public. So in our area, we develop a website. We meet as four PR areas, report changes to our meeting. We update world. We update the region. We put on phone line workshops. This is what we did. This is what we've learned in our service. The predecessors already told us, said that hard won experience is valid now just as it was then, right? So what did they do with that experience? They wrote it down. So what we found in PR is a lot of time that when we face situations and we get into the solution, it's necessary to make it a part of our PR guidelines and procedures for the next trusted servant don't have to reinvent the wheel. See, because we all doing the same thing. Public relations worldwide, there's some things that we all do. For example, NA conduct 58,000 meetings per week in 130 countries. We all print meeting schedules, right? So that needs to be up to date. We all inform the public that Narcotics Anonymous exists, where and how to find us. We give presentations, right? But some stuff is unique to our area. For example, our region, the Central Atlantic region, exists in five states, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, D.C., Maryland, and Pennsylvania. So we have a large geographical area that is not feasible that each time a request comes in that the regional level public relations subcommittee jumps in the car and travel to that location and provide that service. So what we've done in our region is we have divided the region into four quadrants. And when we travel to those quadrants as a regional public relations subcommittee, we were able to determine what their strengths and their weaknesses were, what their needs were. And from the requests they made of us at the regional level, then what we did was develop workshops. The theme was each one, teach one. The purpose of the workshop and that theme is because what we would do when we went to that quadrant and all of the areas in that quadrant would be notified and asked to attend that workshop, then we would provide the training in those areas that they needed help. And what we found is that a lot of times, due to the geographical makeup of an area and the size of an area, that the manpower is not there to do many other things that they like to do. For example, in some areas, there are no outreach subcommittee. But when you read the guide to local service, one of the additional duties of the public relations subcommittee in those areas where there is no outreach subcommittee is to serve as the outreach subcommittee, to provide those services. Because our primary purpose is to carry the message to the addict that still suffer. And what does outreach do? Outreach assists groups. so that they can survive, increase their probability of survival. So that's what we were doing at the regional level. And back down to the area level, what we do is, right now what we do as far as phone line, the fifth Monday of each year, the fifth Monday of each month during the course of a year, we host a phone line volunteer workshop. Here again, what we did, we read the public relations handbook. When we first started this, they had a phone line handbook separate from the PI handbook. Now they've merged it all into one, the public relations handbook. So what we did was we developed a workshop presentation, PowerPoint presentation, that each fifth Monday of the month, and this year we had how many, we're going to have, what, four? Four. We give a PowerPoint presentation training the phone line volunteers. It's just an hour and a half workshop. Types of phone calls you may receive, the do's and don'ts, the disclaimers, any references you may give, give the 211 number and allow 211 to provide them with the information they need, because our six traditions that we don't endorse, and if we recommend anything, it'll be an endorsement. And 211 came from World saying, if your area offered the 211 services, then provide the caller with that information, and 211 will provide them with the information they need. So if you're interested in becoming a member of public relations, it's a great subcommittee. I love serving on public relations. I learned to work the website as a result of it. I worked at the phone line coordinator. I've been the PR chair, vice chair, president. I'm the PR secretary for my area. At the regional level, I was the regional phone line coordinator. And thanks for allowing me to share. Thanks.